Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this Friday edition of Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, producing. Going out on the phone now to Charles Ford, who is a Lansing attorney and also a Lansing School Board Vice President. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
Very good. I'm so glad you had a few minutes to spend with us tonight. Article in the Lansing State Journal today after last night's school board meeting about reviewing a vote that was taken allowing the school board to review administrator contracts. And I just wanted to go right to the source of folks who were there and find out what the vote was, what it was about, and the process that is planned from here.
Okay, well, what's taking place? Cheryl, right?
Cheryl, absolutely.
Yes, Cheryl. What happened is that we had taken a look at the budget this year, which we find that we're going to be at somewhere between $25 to $30 million deficit, and so we need to do some things to balance the budget. So we want to look at everything. We want to look at school closing, restructuring, employment situations, and with that comes the administrator contracts. And it was brought to our attention that if we did not take some action during this time period, that we might lose an opportunity to review those administrative contracts with this particular budget.
And so that's what the vote was last night. It was a 5-4 vote. And the headline in the paper, or the first paragraph, said it was a divided Lansing school board. And I'm assuming they meant because of the vote being 5-4, or was it more than that?
Well, you know, it was a 5-4 vote, but, you know, Miranda was 5-4, and we live by that, you know.
So there's the attorney speaking.
but it was 5-4. I think a number of the school board members who voted against it wanted some more time. They felt that the timetable wasn't right. They felt that we could take this action any time, which we can. However, if we want to take an action to affect this budget, we have to take this particular action with the administrator contracts right now. I mean, we can do the same, give them 90 days in September, and we can review their contracts and have them come in. But we could not do that and have it affect this budget year. So we wanted to put everything on the table. So five of us decided that we wanted to look at everything right now.
And so, and that was my next question, was the timing issue, and you just answered that. It's to be able to that vote allowed you to open that up at this point to look at it.
Right, because this budget cycle is going to end June 30th, and for us to meet that deadline and have these contracts as part of that review and decision making for this budget, then we would have to make a decision like within the next couple of days. The letter should be going out today to the administrators, and you look at it 90 days from now, from March 30th, it's going to be June 30th. So we really need to take that action right now.
And what does this mean in terms of looking at the contracts? Is it just that? You will open them up, take a look at all of them, see if there's any room for movement or if there needs to be any movement?
Yes. Yeah, we'll take a look at it. We may want to look at restructuring the entire district. We may want to combine services. We may want to take a look at those types of opportunities. And to do that, we really need to have these contracts available for review.
And one of the things that also the secretary, a board secretary, Lansing School Board Secretary Myra Ford, was quoted in the article, and I just want to make sure that was accurate as well. She had said this doesn't indicate we intend to lay off or terminate anyone, and that's an accurate statement.
That's an accurate statement. I mean, we could take a look at our review and say, hey, we want to leave the administrative areas just like they are, you know. But at least it gives us an opportunity to take a look at them and say, hey, we think we may need to combine these positions. I think we can do that. We can save X amount of dollars. We can save in some type of benefits and those types of things. And so she's absolutely right. We may not terminate or lay off anybody.
Well, and once again, just gives you an opportunity to do something. Another item mentioned in the article that I wanted to follow up with as well talked about the board members have had discussions, of course, on who should exercise the authority on issues such as length of contract and compensation. in relationship to administrators appointed by Superintendent T.C. Wallace. Is that simply like the other things we're discussing, the ability to have everything on the table and look at everything right now?
Right. That's the ability to do that. And also, I don't think there's any question who sets the salaries for administrator contracts. The superintendent can set the salary. However, it has to have board approval. You know, we can't look at how we're going to use budget funds to fund a position unless it goes through our school district funds that are in the budget already approved. We need to know how much you're paying someone, okay? And that's why the superintendent must and has to send those contracts through the school board so we can review those.
Well, and of course, and it's become, unfortunately, an overused phrase lately, everything's on the table. But that's what the Lansing School District, as so many other school districts throughout the state and cities, municipalities in the state as well, is taking a look at.
Right. I think everybody's feeling the crunch. I mean, last year we lost $163 per student. Nobody ever thought that they would balance the budget by cutting school aid. This year we could look at as much as $700 a student. So we all are looking to tighten up, our belts and see what we can do to save money. I mean, and we're probably looking at things that we thought we would never look at. I mean, we're looking at school closing, secondary school closing. You know, we talked about Dwight Rich last night. We also are looking at a high school that possibly could be closed. We're definitely always looking at a number of elementary schools that could be closed as well. I mean, because when you close schools, you consolidate and you do save money right away.
Well, and consolidation is another buzzword that we've been hearing, not only in the Lansing School District of late. Boy, people are, school boards are coming up with interesting ways to try to beat the budget crunches and, like you said, ways you probably never even considered before.
Right. I mean, talk about consolidation. You might look at busing may be a countywide project versus just a district-wide concern. The Ingham ISD is really looking at how can we combine services with other districts. You know, we have some school districts on our border, such as Holt, East Lansing, Waverly, that we may be able to combine bus routes. So that way we could save money. Technology is another area that we might be able to combine some services there. So we're looking at things that we probably would not have looked at maybe 20 years ago.
Well, and teachers and support staff, unfortunately, all of that is on the list, isn't it?
Well, yeah, teachers. Well, see, when you close schools, then that kind of automatically affects teachers. And we're looking at class sizes as well. I mean, if you have a minimum, a maximum class size of 25, if you raise it to 27 or 28, you're going to need fewer teachers. And so those are some of the things that we're looking at. Now, we're not going to go as drastic as Detroit and start putting 60 students in a classroom. But we are looking at, can we increase the class sizes somewhat, and will that give us a benefit of a cost saving?
Mr. Ford, some of the rallies that have happened, and the one today involved 300 to 400 Lansing school students, Lansing school district students up at the Capitol, and there will be ramifications for that, I'm guessing.
Well, sure. I mean, everybody now, and that means you guys are doing your job and getting informing people about the budget and the budget concerns that have come down through, from the governor, and people are aware of it now, and they're taking action. I mean, we're at the bottom, and what happens is that when you're starting to cut services that people didn't think were going to be cut, then they're going to wake up and say, hey, we need to talk about this. When you talk about taxing pensions, I mean, that's something that that people didn't think were going to happen. Some people made decisions based on the fact that they would have X amount of dollars, and this is a fixed income. So that promotes and prompts a rally downtown at the Capitol. I mean, you are seeing a lot. I live near the Capitol, and I've seen a rally just about every day.
Absolutely. When you're out and about folks in the Lansing School District, what kind of remarks are you getting from people?
This is the first time that we're getting people coming to me and say, "Hey, you've got to close a school."
Wow!
Now I was at a PTA meeting where I spoke about the sinking fund, and people are saying, "I think we have too many schools." Before, when you start talking about closing schools, a lot of people said, "Not in my neighborhood." And now people are realizing that we're all in this together. We need to have viable schools for everybody to attend. And I know we like to have schools in your neighborhood, but with school of choice, that doesn't really have an effect on us anymore, because people can go to school wherever they want to. You know, and so now neighborhood schools aren't as viable as they used to be.
Well, we live in interesting times.
And we do, we do. But it's challenging times, but I think with these kinds of challenges, it prompts, I think, new ways of doing things. And I think that, to me, it's somewhat exciting.
Well, I appreciate your passion for the subject at hand. That's why you're vice president of the school board, because you love what you're doing.
That's for sure. This is a great job, and I think it's a great opportunity right now.
Well, I thank you so much, Charles, for spending some time with us and helping us wade through it all.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Charles Ford, a Lansing attorney and vice president of the Lansing School Board. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.